Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
All right, so here's the deal. TMZ, they did a whole thing about Taylor Swift and how everybody has been let down by this new album, okay?
I thought it was a smash.
It is a smash. It's top 10. I mean, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It is a smash, without a doubt. They're let down because they feel like she really tried to get a lot of money out of a lot of people. Because there were 38 options to buy stuff.
Okay.
38 different... she released them in different ways.
Like varieties.
Yeah, like acoustic and like jazz. Wait, there was 38 different options to buy a song.
Okay.
And they didn't think that was right.
Remember the countdowns? Like as soon as she released or announced that she was coming out with the album, she put on vinyl after vinyl, like every single day it seemed like, and with a countdown. Because remember the first countdown, we were all like, oh, what is it?
Yeah.
Like, we have no idea what it is. Maybe she's going to drop it now. But no, it was just pre-order the vinyl in this color or that color, and it was just variations.
Right. And then after that, then she came out with a song, and then you could buy it acoustically. And then, anyway, I'll have the lady explain it. Number one.
8 album variants that she keeps posting all over her Instagram stories, especially with that time ticker going on.
It sounded like she was making. Will you turn it off for a second? So start all over, because she says 38, but you started at 8. So here we go.
The 38 album variants that she keeps posting all over her Instagram stories, especially with that time ticker going on, making you feel like it is ultimate FOMO. If you don't get her latest version, you had acoustic, you had cabaret, you had all the different cover arts, Target exclusives, those sweaters. Like, it was so insane. And I think people are saying enough is enough. Now with social media, people are getting on their microphones and they feel empowered to speak up for how they really feel. And I think that's a great thing, because this was not the album she marketed. It felt like, guys, she spent more time marketing the album than she did actually making the album. And I think that's what a lot of people are disgusted by.
Ouch.
You don't have to buy it.
No, but I mean,
I don't blame her for putting all this out there.
Okay, well, anyway. And then Harvey says that now that Taylor Swift is a billionaire, maybe she's not relatable. Number two.
I think there's this reaction, especially by young people, against the super rich. And now that Taylor is cemented as a billionaire, $1.6 billion, she's not one of them anymore.
You know, I think you're onto something, and I think she still tries to be that relatable bestie. Like when she talks about the sourdough bread and, oh, I can't perform at the Super Bowl because that's my boyfriend. She really tries to act like she's one of us. But when you look at how much she's exploiting our pocketbooks, she's milking the Swifties. We are cows. And she is milking us for all she's worth. And why? Why?
She knows you'll buy it.
Yeah.
She knows it.
We've never heard this angle from anybody before, right?
No. Now, are her fans saying
yes?
Because that's just a couple of people doing, reports on that.
Yeah, and I wanted to get that guy saying it, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, are her fans actually this upset? Because
they are, yeah.
You can't blame her, though. You only have a window of opportunity for so long.
Yeah, but we've had the window forever, and she also knows it's young kids too, and so it's anyway. Let's play number three.
A lot of people feel like she's just becoming very capitalistic, but I understand what you're saying. Like, if you don't want to buy the album, don't buy it. But there are a lot of young people who are pressuring their families, who are probably on tight budgets right now in this economy, saying, I don't want to be the one left out without right. this. And again, I feel like people just feel like she didn't deliver on what she promised. And people are getting really sick of that.
I mean, it was a lot. Wow. It was a lot to buy this time.
They're angry, aren't they? You know, she's not going to give you any crap for free. Now, I will say this. I mean, she could have done some things differently. Like, for example, I thought when she did that whole theater release just a couple of weeks ago, that whole showgirl thing in the movie theaters, if you bought the album, you should have been able to get into that for free, I thought.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I thought that there are certain little perks that she could throw out there for her fan base that actually pays off, and then you wouldn't have this. But she's charging for everything. You know, if you bought that stupid album of hers, I'm sorry about that, but if you bought the album, you could have gotten into that movie. They could have worked something out, Jamie. That would have been some good marketing to your P1 fans, right?
Right.
You could work that out. She doesn't think like that. She's all about making money. It's capitalism to her.
Yeah.
And people are buying into it, but now they're complaining.
I mean, I get what you were saying is like, you know, good for her for doing it, you know, if people are going to buy it. But I think people are just so, they love her so much and they're so loyal to her that they couldn't believe that she put 38 different ways to spend money.
And like I said, with the movie theater thing, there are ways that she could show some relief to some of these people that are buying everything she puts out. She could do that. She has enough money. She has enough power. She's got the marketing team. She could pull this off. She just hasn't thought about it. It's just not on her mind. She's out to sell everything she's got.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, my God. And she's doing it. That's the thing.
You're buying it.
Yeah. So if you can grab, if you get a chance, Carson, there's a TikToker at the beginning, I think, of the TMZ interview where he's like the biggest Swifty fan. And he's just sad. And he's just done because he's like, I can't pay for anything else. Like, I'm just literally broke. Like, enough.
Yeah.
He's just, what else could you, I mean, why? Why are you doing this to me?
Well, and that's the thing, too. It's like, it's with those countdown clocks and everything like that. Then all this stuff is released, and all these fans don't know if it's the one and only thing that she's going to be doing, like one vinyl or what, and they get this FOMO.
Right.
And they feel like they have to buy it. Like, there's no option.
Dude, I know about the countdown clock. They did that stupid countdown clock with the Tesla and the tax advantage.
Tax credit.
Yep. And remember, I had literally like 8 minutes to buy a Tesla.
Yeah, that clock gets you.
And I didn't even think about it. And I was like, and now, you know, now that you think about it later, like, should I have bought that thing? But anyway, but the 8 minute mark, I was like, I gotta buy it for the tax credit. The clock countdown is real.
It's psychological.
It is.
I'm just glad there's a crack here. There's finally a crack in this armor that something, she's getting some blowback about something.
Oh my
God,
you sound like Harvey Levin. He was too.
Really?
He was like, we never thought this would happen. It's finally happening. I'm like, oh God, that seems mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Harvey, you know?
I guarantee you, though, if she announced something later this afternoon and put a countdown clock on there, it would sell like crazy again.
And I just can't believe the Kelce boys are putting it on their website. Like, they even put the countdown clocks on their own, you know, website.
Yeah.
which is like, I mean, I guess it's brilliant, you know?
That's supposed to be a dude show, you know, and it's a lot about pro football. It just, I don't know, they've kind of changed it up a lot, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah,
a lot.
They've kind of catered to her a lot on this thing, and you know, it's their show. They can do whatever the heck they want. They get paid millions of dollars for it. Who am I to say, right? But they have changed it up a little bit, and she has a big influence on that.
By the way, the headline is actually Taylor Swift milks her fans like cows. Oh my god. And then finally, Ashley talks about how disappointed they are in this album, I guess, number 4.
You felt like this was her vibrant return to pop music, like we all did with her 1989 album with like Blank Space or, right, you know, Shake It Off or something like that. But instead, it was kind of like soft rock. There weren't a ton of huge Easter eggs. We wanted more from it. And it just felt like she was exploiting this parasocial relationship.
So, I don't know.
She made you say Easter eggs. That's the influence she has. You're now using the term Easter eggs.
BJ didn't know what that was.
I thought, it's not Easter. Yeah, this is fall. Easter's in the spring. She's not putting out Easter eggs.
Easter
not
eggs
yet.
Are little hints. And they, she said, yeah, they never gave her any resolve about Blake Lively. Like, are they friends? Are they not friends? I don't know.
I've only heard maybe 3 tunes off of this thing. Isn't it like 50 songs or something? It's a lot.
No, 13.
Is it 13?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've only heard about 3. They sound pretty good to me. I think they're okay. I'm not even a fan.
They're a little slow.
A little slow.
They're a little slow. I think I agree with that woman. Like, we wanted her more poppy again. She's like, kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, like if you were looking for Shake It Off or one of those hits, it wasn't on this album.
No kidding.
And I feel ya.
Yeah. She's slowing down. She's getting older. She's becoming a wife.
Maybe that's
maybe a mom at some point. Yeah. So she's slowing it all down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.